Bonjour à toutes et à tous et bienvenue dans un nouvel épisode du podcast Learn to French. Je m'appelle Eden et j'enseigne le français. Hello and welcome to another episode on the Learn to French podcast. If you are new here, my name is Eden and I teach French. So in today's episode, I would like to talk to you about French culture and how you can learn more about it. So of course you've decided to learn French and you are probably thinking, where do I go from here? Because I'm learning the language, but I would like to know more about the French culture as well. And keep in mind that I am talking about French culture in France. Of course, French is not just spoken in France, so that's why I'm specifying that we are talking about the French culture. So as I often say, I might sound like a broken record here, it's really important when you learn a language to learn about the culture, or once again, the cultures associated to that language. Why should you do that? Well, the world around us is becoming more and more complex, so unless you live under a rock, you will have to express yourself in this changing world, in your job or even your social interactions. And every day, an overwhelming amount of information falls on you through television or social media. To be able to process this information, it is essential that you understand the content and that you can form an opinion. The more solid knowledge you have about a topic, the better you will be able to express yourself when needed. So let's talk about the tools that can help you do that. I am first going to talk about the things that you can read. Reading is a great way to learn more about French culture. I'm not only talking about books here. I've already talked about books before. So let's not focus on books that you can read, but more on content that you can read online. Of course, you can obviously read so much content online, but it's also important to choose and select the type of content you'd like to absorb. Here are some of the content that I'd recommend reading. Remember, learning can also be fun. So the first thing that I'm going to suggest would be online magazines, such as Beauté Test. I'll be honest with you. I love reading reviews before I buy something. It helps me feel safer and makes me choose wisely, well, hopefully, where I spend my money. So this website also shares beauty tips and the latest news in the industry. Websites such as Beauté Test can be a great resource to learn more about French culture, as you get to see what the French like to use and what they think about a particular product. Of course, if you are not like me and you couldn't care less about beauty products, then you can also check out some other recommendations that I have for you, and I am linking them in the description of this episode. Another blog that you can read would be the blog of Ensemble en France. So if you want to learn more about the French culture, there's also the option of learning about it through a website that specializes in French society. This blog is a resource space on French society made for people who move to France. It provides answers to their daily intercultural questions, it helps them discover the subtleties of the French language, and it helps them overcome them. So you can take a look at Ensemble en France's blog. Of course, if you want to check out all of the resources here, I am linking them in the article, which you can have access to by clicking on the link in the show notes. Now, here are some of the things that you can watch if you want to learn more about French culture. And this is where I will talk about today's wonderful partner, Lingopie. The reason I'm introducing this platform to you is because I think it definitely needs to have a spot here. What exactly is LingoPy and why am I talking to you about it? Well, LingoPy is a subscription VOD or video on demand platform for language learners. With LingoPy, you can choose from a variety of French TV shows and movies that match your interests and language level. LingoPy uses interactive features like bilingual subtitles, flashcards, and quizzes to help you learn new vocabulary and grammar concepts in context. It's actually the perfect way to immerse yourself in French culture while improving your language skills. So basically, you'll learn the real native conversation, slang, street language, and popular French culture. What I also like about this platform is that new content is released weekly, which is actually pretty amazing. With LingoPy's affordable subscription plans, it has never been easier to learn French. If you would like to try it out and take your French to the next level, I have good news for you. If you click on the link in the show notes, you will be able to start your 7-day free trial with LingoPy and also enjoy a 55% discount on your annual plan. So don't forget to click on the link in the show notes if you would like to enjoy all of this. Now let's get back to things that you can watch if you want to know more about French culture. And I am going to talk to you about some YouTube channels, but of course not mine. I'm not going to annoy you with too many channels today, but these are some channels that definitely deserve some love. The first one would be Science Étonnante for science lovers. So Science Étonnante is a science channel and they kind of present it, present some topics in a fun way that you'd wanna watch. Dessine-moi l'écho is for those who want to learn about economy, but also about the French economy and workplace. I find myself on that channel regularly because I think that the drawings are really nice to watch and the topics are pretty interesting. Another one that I can recommend, which would be more suitable for advanced learners, of course, would be Marketing Mania. So Marketing Mania is a channel from a French YouTuber, and he talks about interesting topics regarding marketing. The best thing is that he also has French subtitles, so I think it's suitable if you're learning French as well. So let's talk about French news channels. There are channels that I've already recommended before, such as TV5, TV5 Monde, but there are also the local news channels and programs. For example, if you have access to French television, then you should tune in at 8 p.m. for Le Journal de 20h on France 2, and it's a national French television channel. You also have the possibility to check out BFM TV or CNews, but those are more continuous news channels. That's why I wouldn't recommend those two if you are sensitive. And I'm not the biggest fan of news channels, as most of the time they don't share good news and they can definitely ruin your mood in a few seconds. But if you're not sensitive to that, then you can check them out. And I'm going to talk as well about some things that I could find interesting if you're learning more about French culture, and that would be to visit French cultural institutions. So, of course, if you have the opportunity to travel to France, be sure to visit museums, art galleries, and historical sites. This will give you a first-hand experience of the country's rich culture and history. You can also attend French events and festivals, so look for local French cultural events and festivals in your area, such as Bastille Day celebrations during 14 juillet, so 14th of July, but you can also take a look at what your Alliance Française or Institut Français has to offer, because they also organize a lot of events there. This can give you the opportunity to, well, learn more about French culture as well, but also meet some new people, and why not practice your French? And one last thing that could maybe surprise you if you want to learn more about French culture would be to learn about French cuisine. And we all know that French cuisine is one of the best. And learning about the different dishes and ingredients can actually help you understand the culture and customs of the French people. So I think that it's also a good idea to learn about French cuisine if you are learning about French culture. So that's pretty much it for today. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget, if you would like to try a Lingopie, to click on the link in the show notes. That way you will be able to enjoy a 7-day free trial and also a 55% discount on your annual plan. Merci beaucoup d'être resté avec moi aujourd'hui et je vous dis à très bientôt pour un nouvel épisode sur Learn to French. Au revoir!